I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, Chico. I'm your host, Vince Haney, for this segment of Chico Now, and I'm in the studio with Tom Tenorio, Melissa, and Crystal, and they're with the Community Action Agency of Butte County, Inc. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Vince.
So what brings you here?
Well, this is our monthly time for us to share with your listeners just all the things that are going on at the Community Action Agency. And you know what? It's always an enjoyable time. You know, Vince, I have to tell you that you make this a time where people are having more fun than a human being ought to have.
Right, especially when I come in like this.
But it's also a really educational time.
And yes,
that's
yes.
why I'm glad that I'm able to be joined today by a couple of special folks. Melissa Hallett is one of our case managers.
Hey, Melissa.
Community Services. Hi. And Crystal Taranowski is our resource and development specialist. And so now our listeners are going to have a couple of folks to be able to hear. First off, we're going to hear from Crystal about our VITA program and some opportunities for volunteerism, because those are always great opportunities that people have experienced in being able to help people to get stuff done in just a variety of ways. So I'll go ahead and just turn it over to you, Crystal, and I'll bring it up where necessary.
Thank you.
Welcome, Crystal.
Thank you.
Yeah, welcome.
We actually had a really good VITA tax season this year, despite all the challenges presented from COVID restrictions. And we actually were able to complete and transmit 531 tax returns.
Woo! That's a lot of money back into the county.
Yes, it is. It was approximately $150,000.
Woo! $150,000?
Yes.
That's a good day. Yes, yes. Thank you.
And it was a really different season, but it was nice to be able to see our volunteers kind of progress and I mean, they rose to the challenges really well.
Yeah. All those secret locations. Unlike the previous year, we knew where they were. It was on a need-to-know basis. 2020 was all different.
Yeah.
And 2021.
They were very quick to learn on the fly, and we had a lot of changes that were made, too, that they had to adjust to. And there were constant updates to the taxes, and they really rose to the occasion.
Well, that's what CCA does.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we've tried to make adjustments and try to minimize the impact on folks because we realized that everybody was dealing with all kinds of challenges, not only last year, but this year. And that's why when folks especially responded to our invite to volunteer, we were especially pleased. Crystal was also in charge of that, and I think you wanted to share about at least one example of the folks that came to help us out.
Well, give it up.
Yeah, we had one really solid volunteer. He was there probably almost every single day. And he was, putting in the hours, and he'd stay the whole day getting people's tax returns done. And he was just super dedicated, and watching him grow from the beginning of the season to the end of the season, I mean, he's thinking about it as a career now.
He
just started off as a volunteer, didn't really know all that much about taxes. He had some prior knowledge, but yeah, he really grew, and he was just really eager to help people.
So we can't give a shout out. We can't give his name, huh?
No.
He don't want nobody to know him yet. He's mild-mannered at this point.
But if he's listening, or if somebody who knows him is listening, I'll bet that they know exactly who we're talking about because, yes. I'll tell you, from the as Crystal mentioned, he wasn't really quite sure that he would be able to do very much. And I think it was just that initial hesitancy because you're not quite sure, okay, we're talking about people's taxes here, you know, that's a little complex, and time-consuming, and so people want to be guarded and careful about, you know, not overextending themselves, and yet he got really excited. And we hold out that experience of this person to your listening audience because, you know, I think that he was probably just like many of the folks who are listening in, not quite sure, you know, how much time you want to put into this, what's involved, you know, how intricate is it, how demanding is it, and yet, you know, he found a way to be able to help out more and more and more to where by the end of the season, he was helping provide tips to some of the to some of the folks who came in. And in essence, that's really what I had hoped our VITA program would evolve into is, yes, on the one hand, there's a very kind of a passive role. I mean, it's still active in the sense that we're completing returns, and that's a real critical activity that everybody wants. But in addition to that, you know, what are some things that maybe people might consider with, you know, what to do with those assets they're now going to be getting their hands on, kind of thing? And so, you know, it wasn't necessarily tax advice because we're not supposed to be given tax advice, but it was just ideas that I think really started exciting him to be able to convey to folks that maybe they hadn't considered before.
Yeah, that's a great story. Great story. I wanted to comment on it, but hey, time for a commercial break. Hey, Vince Haney in the studio with Tom Tenorio, Community Action Agency, Crystal, and Melissa. And we'll be right back after this short commercial break. Vince Haney, Chico Now.
I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back, Chico. Again, I'm your host, Vince Haney, for this segment of Chico Now. And again, I'm in the studio with Tom Tenorio and his crew, Melissa and Crystal from Community Action Agency. Welcome back to the broadcast.
All right. Thank you, Vince. You know, this segment, I want your listeners to know that we're going to be talking about something that hopefully either they or maybe somebody that they know is really going to be interested in, and that is our homeless prevention program. You know, the state has, of course, and renters all up and down the state have been impacted by coronavirus, and we think we have at least some support that could be of some help to some folks. And so Melissa Hall is here to talk to you about what we're doing homeless prevention-wise.
Well, welcome, Melissa.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
We're excited to have you. Go for it.
All right. So I'll just highlight a little bit about what homeless prevention is. Homeless prevention is designed to stabilize households and keep them in their housing if they were going to otherwise be evicted for non-payment of rent. So the goal of the program, again, is just to stabilize, keep people in their housing. We know that, you know, our area has suffered tremendous losses through the campfire, through the Bear Fire. Housing is really difficult to come by. So, you know, our goal is to keep as many people housed as possible in their current housing, and so that they don't get evicted for non-payment of rent. Our current program began about a year ago, so I think we've currently helped 50 households. I have about 20 on my caseload right now. And so our goal, you know, is to, you know, set some goals with the families, you know, how are they going to keep their housing after we pay their rent, connect them to resources in the community, you know, help them.
So how does that work? How does one get started if they're having some issues with, is it back rents, current rents, future rents?
So we look, it's a case-by-case basis. So we determine the minimum amount of rent assistance needed for each household. So, you know, I can't say, you know, each case is different.
Right,
so
right.
I would just recommend that if somebody is behind on rent and if they have a 15-day notice, that they contact our agency and see if we can assist them.
Okay. And how do they contact your agency?
So they can call the direct line, 530-712-2600.
Yes.
And
can they ask for you specifically?
Yeah, they can ask. They can go through the prompts and ask for me and get connected with me, and I can definitely get them set up with an application, answer any questions.
So what's the process? Is it a lengthy process? Can it be done by the end of the month?
We do ask for a large number of documentation. The application,
right.
I think, itself is about 16 pages long.
30
we need
days?
You know, proof of income, you know, proof of identity, things like that. But you know, as soon as they get all of that paperwork into me and I can process it and determine whether or not they would qualify, the faster we can get through them.
Okay, you heard it here first. You better get started now.
So we've gotten to help a large number of households, and I think that you know, some really stick out to me. We were able to assist a senior who was paying probably 70% of her income towards rent. She was hospitalized. Wow. Her husband passed away unexpectedly. And we were able to get her caught up on rent. And I was able to get her connected to the Section 8 lottery when it was open and get her, you know, applied for the lottery. So hopefully she can get some assistance and not have to pay so much of her income rent in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Another example, I think, you know, during COVID, a lot of single parents had kiddos that were at home, couldn't go to work. And so we had, you know, lots of memorable stories about people that we were able to assist through the program, you know, and keep them and their kiddos at home when they weren't able to work because the kids obviously, you know, were homeschooled or didn't have school. And so, yeah, and I know that there's still a lot of families out there that are affected. And so we want to help as many as possible. So,
okay, that's Community Action Agency for you. Anti-poverty agency, always helping.
Yeah.
Always helping.
And we realize that some folks may wonder, okay, is this that state emergency rental assistance program? No, that's really something separate. This homeless prevention program, we funded with some federal dollars, and we're able to design it around what we think would be most helpful. Whereas the state's emergency rental assistance program, that's really operated by others, and there's a big promotion going on for that activity that people can seek out by going to a certain, I think, California housing websites. So if you want to know more about that, you know, there's information available elsewhere on that. But if you want to look into the homeless prevention program, then certainly Melissa's the person you want to talk to.
And if I could just add, I think one of the key differences between what's going on at the state level right now is that is mainly COVID specific, so you have to be impacted by COVID and demonstrate that to qualify mm-hmm. for that assistance. Our assistance is open to anyone. I mean, it's hard to say that we have anyone that hasn't been impacted by COVID, right? But I mean, our assistance doesn't have to be COVID specific, so it's open up to the general population.
That's good to know.
Yes, very good point. And we're hoping to be able to continue on because I believe the state's program has a sunset on it for later this year, whereas, you know, we're hoping to be able to continue our efforts even beyond that time as well.
So is there a website? Uh-oh, I was going to say something, but hey, the commercial said something. Yeah, I'm stopping short. Hey, again, Vince Haney in the studio with Tom Tenero, Melissa, Crystal, Community Action Agency. We'll be right back after this short commercial break.
Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back, Chico. Again, I'm your host, Vince Haney, for this segment of Chico Now. Again, in the studio with Tom Tenorio and his crew, Melissa and Crystal from Community Action Agency. Welcome back, Tom.
Thank you. Thank you again, Vince. And always glad to be able to take advantage of this opportunity just to help folks listening in to know a little bit more about what's going on in Chico and particularly with the Community Action Agency. Before I get into what I really wanted to talk about, just want to remind folks that if you have not had a chance to check us out, go to our website, buttecaa.com. You'll learn all kinds of things that might be of interest to you. It's really been helpful, for instance, for folks who are tracking our food distribution events. Our food bank has been really crazy busy, and so the schedules of events are up there on the website if you want to check those out or pass them along. Also, follow us on our Facebook page because, we try to keep that, pretty up-to-date with things that are going on, and that way at least you'll get some insights into the latest. What I really wanted to chat about this last segment, though, was our Esplanade House. Our Esplanade House this year, 2021, is observing its 30th anniversary.
Woo-hoo!
It's pretty exciting. I mean, I don't know how many of your listeners have reached that 30th anniversary threshold yet. Maybe they have, maybe they haven't. But it is a significant one that we're trying to just do what we can to observe. And yet, we're also trying to be safe about it. So, for instance, you're going to see, while there's a lot of activity on site, it's not necessarily the type of activity to which the public is invited to, but we want to share what's going on because, the Esplanade House is our, in case you didn't know, is our transitional supportive housing program for homeless families. We get families coming from all over to our program, whether referred by the county, whether, they found out about us and have applied to participate, and we encircle them with support services to be able to help accomplish some changes that resulted in them becoming homeless. And it differs from family to family. Yes, there's whether it's substance issues or other kinds of relational issues. There's lots of different reasons why people wind up homeless. But we've been doing this for 30 years. We founded the program.
Yes, you did. It's documented.
And we own the program, and mm-hmm. we are just so pleased to have some really good quality folks working with us to help these families to kind of get their feet back underneath them and get a direction in their lives. But this summer is already starting off with a bang. We've had several activities going on. We had a grand reopening of our donations room. Back in about a week or so ago, we had a camp out and a movie night for the kids here last week. We also had a bingo game for the kids. It was really crazy to see the kids participate in bingo. We had all kinds of prizes lined up on the table next to the family room, and they were just having a blast. But then we have coming up here in the next couple of weeks, we've got a paint your boxcar event. I don't know how many of your listeners remember that there's a specific reason why when you go up to Upper Park, there's a small segment of that road that goes up there that when you look off to the left, it's called Boxcar. There's a reason for that because they used to have boxcar races up there. And my point is that it brings back from the old days the opportunity for kids to fashion a car out of a box, paint it up the way that they want to have it done. And then they get to go to the movies in it. So we created our own drive-in. We're not competing with the other drive-in down at the other end of town. But this one is for the kids in our program, and they have a blast. So while you may not be able to be there, if you could just send us your well wishes, your prayers, any kind of support that you think that you're capable of doing, it just helps make sure that the experience of the kids and the families there is as optimal as possible. We've got other things that are going to be going on, bounce houses, barbecues, you name it. But all of this is going to be under the heading of how can we then help the families there not only accomplish their goals of escaping homelessness, breaking that multi-generational impact of homelessness, but also how do we then do justice to a program that's been around for 30 years, helping people and helping change their lives. So that's what our summertime at the Esplanade House is going to be, and that's just a small part of what we're going to be doing between now and the end of the year, just to call attention to the fact that there's a reason why we've been doing this for 30 years. Not only is it a great program, but there's this ongoing need, and you know that we've got a wait list. We've got folks who are waiting to get into the program. We're hoping that we can serve as many people as possible, like Melissa said earlier. And with your help, those of you in the listening audience, you know, we're going to be able to do that. So we invite your participation. Follow us on Facebook. You know, check out our website. But we're doing all kinds of good things there, and we look forward to your support and participation.
Wow, he's good, ain't he? Right on time.
Right on time.
Thank you, Tom. I think he timed that. Yeah, he's done this a time or two.
Time or two, right.
Hey, well, thanks, Tom, Crystal, Melissa, Community Action Agency, for always coming in here and being a blessing, making my day. It's always fun. Hey, and that's going to do it for this segment. Join us tomorrow, where our host will be Scott Allred. Vince Haney signing out for Chico Now.